Well, basically, it's just a simple, we're asking our followers, our supporters of the LGFA to go out and do a 5K. You can do it by walking, running. Some people have already done it by swimming, even a cycle run as well. Basically, all you do is just post it on our social media pages, either Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, that they've done it. And then you nominate either your friend or family. You could be anywhere in the world. It's a kind of a global thing. That's why we're trying to get everybody to do it, connect people over the month of January. And once you've done it, then we ask for to make a donation towards the fundraiser, which is all goes towards the training fund for ladies, right from under 14, under 16, minors and seniors.
Swimming a 5K at this time of year sounds pretty yeah. cold. I have to admire exactly. anybody who ventures into the salt water in late December, early January. Yeah. yeah, they're made of tough stuff, exactly. Obviously up in Inishowen. And this is a non-competitive 5K. You don't have to be the world's greatest athlete to take part.
Exactly. No, you can be any age doing it. You can, from a toddler to right up. Like over Christmas time, it was great to see the social media pages with people in prams and then older people just getting out for a exercise. That's all it is. We're trying to push that, keep people active through the month of January. And then it was a benefit for them as well. That's why we're doing it.
And you're asking people just to make a minimum donation of €5 to start with. They can obviously donate more than that if they
exactly.
wish.
Exactly, yeah.
And how and where do they make that donation, Declan?
Yeah, well, you can do it on, we've set up a GoFundMe page, which you can find on our social media pages or through PayPal. We've also got, if you know any committee members or people who's involved in the LGFA, you can give them cash. We'll accept cash as well that way, you know, so any way it's possible, not just restricting people online. So we thought it would be easier on that way as well, given the restrictions.
And once you've done your 5K, whether you've walked it, jogged it, run it, or swum it, you want supporters to nominate somebody else to do likewise.
Just to get the word around. You know, it's happened that with people done their 5K in New York, with people done in Belgium, with people have done in Dubai. So it's more like connecting your friends and family, feeling like they're back at home, they're involved. So that's why we've said virtually around the world, that's basically what we're trying to do, is connect family and friends away from home around Christmas time, leading into January as well. So,
and the money is for the county LGFA training fund. We know running county yeah. teams cost money, whether that's the senior women's team under Maxi Curran or the county under 14, under 16.
Side. Exactly. Yes. You know, every training session, we have to pay for a pitch hire. So that's mainly probably one of the main drivers of this year. Like, we don't have a base to work from, only all the LGFA at the moment. And we're just trying to get our feet in the ground. We appreciate all the clubs that give us ground to train on. Obviously, we have under 14s, under 16 minors, and the senior ladies, plus the development clubs as well. And pitches are a premium at this time of year. So we have to try and work with clubs to give us their ground effectively. We always like to make either a donation or some clubs will ask for a bit of money just to help them. So that all mounts up over the week. You could potentially be paying out up to €500 a week on pitch hire. So a wee bit of funding like this here would help keep us going over the year.
You're at the pounds, pence and shillings end of Donegal LGFA, Declan. But just generally, finally, yeah. do you get a sense that there is momentum growing? I mean, we know all about the LGFA, the heightened profile of recent years. Clearly, there's still some road to travel, but the profile has never been higher. And then when Geraldine McLaughlin at last gets her All-Star Award, you had three tournament players in total nominated for All-Stars this year. Yeah. And the general overall profile at underage level, you have new teams coming through in the south of the county as well at junior intermediate grades as well. Are you encouraged by what's happening countywide, slowly but surely?
Oh, definitely. It's phenomenal. Like, I'm involved with the under-16 team myself in the county setup, but even under-15s coming through. Prior to Christmas, we ran a development camp. And there was over 60 under 15s. So the future Donegal LGFA is bright. know, you're working right up from 1 to 14, right up to senior level, and every level, clubs are growing. The number of clubs in Donegal is over 30. So, you know, we're in a great, great position to be in. We just like to build now for the future.